Hachette Audio presents Little Pink House, a true story of defiance and courage. Written by Jeff Benedict. Read by Maggie Meg Reed. Featuring a special introduction and conversation with the author.
Author's note. Eminent domain is the government's power to take private property for public use. Nobody particularly likes it, but occasionally it's essential to make way for roads, schools, hospitals, and the like. And Americans accept this practice as long as deprived property owners receive due process and just compensation. Under the Fifth Amendment, that's been the American way since the framers drafted our Constitution. But the Supreme Court changed the rules in 2005 when it decided Kelo v. New London. Now, local and state governments can take private property from an individual and transfer it to a private developer in hopes of generating more tax revenue or creating jobs. The Kelo decision equated these public benefits with public uses. Under this interpretation, there's no telling where the government's power to take private property ends. The specter of condemnation hangs over all property, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote in a blistering dissent in Kelo. Nothing is to prevent the state from replacing any Motel 6 with a Ritz-Carlton, any home with a shopping mall, or any farm with a factory. The Kelo case is infamous, but the stirring story behind what drove Suzette Kelo, a divorced nurse, to take on a powerful governor, a billion-dollar corporation, and a hard-charging development agency to save her pink cottage is a hidden drama that begs to be exposed. On one level, it's a uniquely American saga about power and defiance that makes the Supreme Court decision even harder to swallow. But at its core...